meet Jim McMahon, Brendan Morrow, Antonio Bryant, Josh Howard, and others at HummerTickets.2004. February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, Texas Tickets, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
414 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. Get into a little Mavericks basketball. They hit the All-Star break in a rather successful manner last night. Right now, though, time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. At the AAC Friday night and Saturday night, Bill Gaither. Yes, Bill Gaither.
Still haven't figured out who that guy is. Some kind of gospel guy.
Yeah, some kind of gospel scene they've got over there. Also, Lincoln Park at the AAC on the 23rd of February. Kid Rock at Fort Worth Convention Center on February 19th. If you need great seats for all of these shows, Texas Tickets has them, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going. Step inside the Copenhagen Room. Let's say hello to the most racist, over-the-top personality, getting crossways with some of his co-workers today in a way that I only hope that someday I can. Here is Cobra. Cobra! Hello, Cobra.
Hello, hello. Christmas 2005 or 2006. That is when the movie that everyone of my generation has been waiting for could debut.
Either Christmas 2005 or
2006.
Early. It's going to be a Christmas, so it's either going to be 2005 or we're going to have to wait another year.
Yes.
Got a little wiggle room here, don't they?
Yeah,
no,
they
no kidding.
Do.
Was it another Star Wars movie?
No.
Lord of the Rings, what? Seven?
No. Any more guesses?
Kurt Cobain's story.
Nope.
Wayne's World.
Long Dong Silver.
I'm going to stick with Long Dong Silver.
The Jimi Hendrix story.
No. Think everyone our age. Danny, Kevin.
Pearl Jam.
The story of grunge.
No.
Well, what is it?
The Simpsons movie.
I'll be interested.
Is it going to be a cartoon?
Yes, it's going to be a cartoon.
Well, they talked about using real people in it.
Well, Flintstones wasn't a cartoon movie.
Well, that's true.
And it was horrible.
Well, yeah, but why would they do that to The Simpsons?
Scooby-Doo, not a cartoon movie.
Horrible.
They say that at least seven veteran Simpsons writers, including Matt Groening, creator, and executive producers James L. Brooks and Al Jean, or
that's Gene, all they need,
are at work on a script as we speak.
It'll be genius.
According to one of the writers, it's a reality after being just sort of this phantom idea for so long, it's really going to happen. That's wonderful news.
You going to go?
I guarantee you it will not be bad.
No, it won't be bad. It won't be bad.
It
I'll
can't
be, there
be
opening,
with all those.
I'll be there opening day, and it will make a fortune. A fortune.
Mate.
What if they're going to kind of kick it up a notch? Since it's a wide release and not on TV.
What do you mean? Like, cuss?
Yeah.
I bet you it's PG-13. It would be funny to hear Homer cuss, though.
Him
God.
Let out an F-bomb?
Yeah. Instead of dough? Oh, man. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful week.
You going to go see it, Runs?
I doubt it. Not as things stand now.
I also predict pot sales for that week will shoot up.
Get loaded and go watch the Simpsons movie?
Bunch of kids, yeah. Yep.
Not anybody in their mid-30s would do that.
No, kids.
Cobra!
There will also be a full-length biopic.
A what?
A biopic. Of Bob Dylan. Viacom has bought the rights to the Bob Dylan story. And Todd Haynes, who directed The Velvet Goldmine and Far From Heaven, which was nominated for Best Picture last year, or he was nominated for Best Director, I can't remember.
Do they really need to do a story about anybody that's still alive? Would you pretty much need to be dead where they tell the full story?
They did the miracle story, and they're all alive.
It's about an event, not someone's life.
True.
Yeah, the story's... he
might as well be dead.
God. I mean,
he's offering nothing. He can barely sing. And
Danny will go.
We'll all go.
Who's going to play him?
Well, here's the interesting part. They say that it's going to be from
Gene
the time...
Gene Hackman.
Bad casting.
It's going to be from the time that he was 5 years old all the way up until present time. They say that they envision 7 people playing him.
I know who could play him.
Including a woman, they say.
I know who could play him.
So do I.
Johnny Depp.
Probably.
Think about his look in Blow.
Well, they'd have to tear him up, though.
Well, did you see the last scene in Blow?
Not a young Bob Dylan.
Yeah, young Bob Dylan.
Young Bob Dylan was good looking.
He still had that nose, though.
That curly hair. You know who could play him is Ward. Big Red could play him. Because he's got that...
Yeah, he's got a big
hatchet nose.
Ward, Big Red, friend of ours. Don't worry about it. Danny was narrow casting.
Thanks, my friend.
But they say that... They envision a woman playing one of the 7
is stupid.
I know. Also, Michael Clark Duncan.
No,
shut up.
They're also going to get an Asian in there.
Michael?
Equal opportunity.
No, but they do say a woman.
It doesn't say.
I mean, this was just done yesterday.
Yeah, Chan Ho Park is on the list.
Ozfest is set for this summer.
Well, wait a minute. What's the rest of the list?
There isn't a list.
Ozfest.
I just told Drago there is no list.
I love this.
I know you love
the list.
I want the list.
Oz going to be in Ozfest?
Ozzy will be in Ozfest, along with Judas Priest. These are the headliners. Judas Priest with Rob Halford, Slipknot, and Slayer.
What about Grain?
I don't think that Arlington heavy metal band Grain is going to make the cut of Ozfest.
Is that Vinnie Paul's new band?
No, that's
Damage Plan.
Damage Plan.
Yeah.
Boy, what a Dick Hicks field day.
Yeah. Slayer, Judas Priest, Slipknot, and Ozzy.
They're covering a lot of ground there. A lot of ground. Speed death metal. Heavy metal, hair metal with a gay lead singer.
You know what we might hear if you go see Slayer, though?
Chicken? Sure do.
Yeah, you might hear the theme song to Snake Pit.
Right.
That'll be their big hit. It'll be their big finale.
Is this
everybody
their biggest song?
Yeah, without question.
What's it called?
Angel of Death. I love this scream.
Wow! Oh. Surely that got kicked out.
You know, I cannot find one element normally associated with music in that.
Listen to the lyrics. The meaning of pain, the way that I want to die. Slow death, immense decay, shower the collision of your life. Fall in, like how you run, stepped out, your life work. Give up, the engine of death, 400,000 more to die. I just think, Cat likes this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind this. Good stuff.
God.
This is what makes me superior to you, Danny. Is that I never fell for this.
Yeah, but you're still an Indian.
Oh, yeah. I am an Indian.
Awful.
Isn't it terrible? I don't understand, Danny, someone who's so into melodies and rhythm like you could ever fall for something like that. Is it where you grew up?
I don't know. Might have been the people I was hanging out with. I was a very violent, destructive person in my late teens.
God, listen to those drums, man.
How is this guy not worn out after playing one song? Do they have to take intermissions between each song?
Speed. They're all hopped up on crank.
You like that, Ryan?
No, I hate it.
All right.
I hate everything about it. What else?
I guarantee you Dick Hicks will go to that festival.
Oh, there is no question. Probably try to drag you along, Kevin.
Yep.
There's no way I'm going to see that crap.
Could be a throwdown field trip.
Kevin Scott. Cletus might be old enough to go.
Yes, Cletus of age yet?
No, young Cletus probably isn't ready for Slayer and the Angel of Death.
CBS will trot out their newest reality show called The Will, W-I-L-L, which is, they're describing it as reality television meets Dynasty. What they're doing is they're getting some rich guy who's got a big family with a lot of people in his will.
The Hammer.
And they want this guy to make the people in the will perform stunts and feats of physical and mental challenges.
They're funding.
To get the money. Yeah, they're funding. So they're not just going to get the money when the guy dies. Whoever performs the best during this show is going to get the most money. Not a bad idea.
Not, but boy, look how far they've gone.
How could you find a family to do that, though? Like an old dude. They say that
they probably didn't. It's probably going to be one of these deals where they play it off like that, and in the end, there's some kind of gag.
They're seeking a rich relative with a sizable fortune and a substantial sense of humor. Who have greedy family members ready to battle each other over the cash.
Great.
Yeah.
What else?
Catherine Zeta-Jones has joined the cast of Ocean's 12. Anybody see Ocean's 11?
Yeah,
I did.
Wasn't bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Ocean's 12 will have the same cast: George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Matt Damon, Andy Garcia, Bernie Mac, and Don Cheadle, along with Catherine Zeta-Jones. How do they afford that? Steven Soderbergh's going to direct. He of Traffic fame. Did you not see it?
No.
It's pretty good.
As far as
Hollywood
like
films go, it's pretty decent.
Yeah. Very clever.
I'd
like to see it. But I'm out on 12.
Is Julia Roberts coming back,
did
you say?
Yes, she is. Ugh. It will also star Ben Affleck's brother, Casey, who's twice as talented as his brother.
He was the first one.
Yeah, I know.
He was the guy that had the little remote control cars.
Yeah, James Caan's kid's back, Scott Caan.
He was the other one.
Carl Reiner's back. And
my uncle. What about Donald Sutherland?
Elliot Gould, you mean?
Elliot Gould, yeah.
Yeah, he's back.
I get them mixed up in the MASH days.
Yeah. This is why it's great to be an actor. It's scheduled to begin in April, shooting. And they'll be in Rome, then Paris, then Amsterdam, then Monte Carlo, then Chicago, then Vegas.
They're probably just doing this to have fun. They had fun making that movie. Everybody
had fun.
I hear George Clooney and Brad Pitt are big buddies.
Think they could go out on the town together?
No, they couldn't.
Do you think they could go out and score some women if they wanted to? Those two together?
Who would get more?
It'd be a tie.
Whoever they wanted.
Right. It might be funny seeing them fight over one.
See, that's just not fair. Because they could do a gag like that. It's like, you know what? Let's just go out one night. Let's just walk down the Hollywood Boulevard and just see what happens. Just see what we can drag
out. Or just go to...
Just go to the biggest night spot in Dallas.
Go to the Ghost Club up in Vegas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just walk through there and...
And talk to people.
And say, okay, I want you, room 1213. I want you, board the room. I want you. That's what they have to do.
Mike's bored.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
You're hand farting.
You're not interested?
No, I'm interested. Go ahead. What else?
Oh, boy. Okay, we're moving along here. It seems Comcast is going to make a pitch to buy Disney for, just take a guess,
the whole Disney Corporation?
$1 million.
Comcast is going to make an unsolicited bid for the Walt Disney Corporation.
I didn't know it was for sale. I know they're having a lot of turmoil going on.
It's not.
Unsolicited bid means not for sale, right?
$54 billion.
I was going to guess 40.
Cha-ching!
I thought it'd be in the 60s.
Well, they say that investors bid up the price of Disney stock beyond the Comcast offer, which is a signal that Comcast would have to sweeten its bid. So, probably $70 billion. Why do companies
How can you ever recoup that money?
I don't know.
And I know Disney would... With all their trademarks and all their merchandising, I know that generates a lot of money, but do you realize how much $70 billion is?
I know. And Michael Eisner would be out.
He's about to be out anyway.
Mm-hmm. After 20 years. So.
We're still upset with him for blowing that Pixar deal.
It says Comcast said it would assume the $12 billion in debt that Disney has. Doesn't Disney own like Pixar and ABC?
No.
Oh, they don't?
No, that Pixar, that's owned by that, or the guy that started it was that computer guy, Steven Jobs.
Jobs.
And they're out. They're looking for another distributor for all their movies.
Really?
They've cut ties with Disney.
What a cash cow that is. But they own ABC, ESPN, Disney does. How are they in debt?
All big companies are in debt. They want to keep it that way, where they don't have to pay taxes.
$12
billion? Whatever it takes.
Lost money.
Wow.
Lost money, so we can't pay taxes.
All right, there you go.
Take care, Snake.
All right, it is 4:29 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Coming up next, we look at the Little Mavericks as they hit the All-Star break last night.